Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I want to stop by today and I want to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast today, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Blessing Offer. It's called Believe.
So you catch me when I fall, right? And you hear me when I call, cry. And you fix me when I'm broke, right? And that's all I need to know. So the storm is gonna break, right? And the sun is gonna start shining. And everything is gonna go right. And that's all I need to know. What if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love? Will I still believe, 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 believe in your love? So nothing's ever going wrong, right? And every day I'm gonna be smiling. Turn my water into good wine and let the good times roll. But what if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe, 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 believe in your love? What you can do for me? Do I love you? Do I love you? Do I love you? What you can do for me? Sometimes I don't know, but all I wanna do is
beautiful song, Believe. It made me think today when I was singing another song by Blessing Offer to a friend of mine. And made me think of the song, Believe. You know, so many times, you know, we just lose hope. And we quit believing that there's going to be a good outcome, you know, for anything in our life. You may have been going through your life and everything may have been going great. And then all of a sudden, you've hit a rough patch, you know. And for me, it feels like I've hit a lot of rough patches in my lifetime. And at my age, I'm 53, and I'm not ashamed to say how old I am. A lot of people are, you know, and I'm not, because I thank God every day that He gives me another day of life. And I talked about that on one of my lives that I did on Facebook a month or so ago, how important it is to keep a gratitude journal and just thank God for each day that you wake up, no matter how difficult it is. Because most of us, you know, we have difficult days. If you're out there and everything's smooth sailing for you, lift us up in prayer that's having tough days. Because everybody is going through something, you know. Your situation may not be as painful, as devastating, as drastic as the other person's, but that other person's still going through something. Everybody has a story, you know? And we all need to be encouraged. I mean, in my life, I don't know how I can make it one day without God. I don't know how I could make it one day, because some days it's very, very difficult just to get up and to get to going. Some days I don't sleep very much because it takes me hours to get to sleep because I've been in pain most of the night. Many of you out there, if you, your mother, you've ever had children, you ever birthed children. I look at life like this sometimes. And if you hadn't birthed children, just bear with me. It's the same process. You're birthing something. You're birthing a new beginning in your life. Something's going to come out of the situation that you're in. God's going to use it for His glory. He has to take you through things sometimes in order to bring that new beginning to pass. Those things aren't always fun either. Trust me, they're not fun. They're painful. They're tough. They're hard things. And you gotta push. When a woman is about ready to give birth, she has carried that baby for 9 months, sometimes a little bit longer. Sometimes she's had complications during the pregnancy of that child. Like with my second child, my son, I had to be hospitalized for 3 weeks before his birth because they didn't think I, you know, was going to be able to deliver him without, you know, naturally or without going into cardiac arrest, because every time I would go into labor, my blood pressure would skyrocket. So I had to be hospitalized and so they could monitor me for 3 weeks. Well, 3 weeks while I was in that hospital bed, I'll never forget. I laid there. I was miserable. I just wanted this baby to be born because I was in so much pain. And over that period of time, I had gained like 20 pounds without eating much at all because I had filled up with fluid in my body. My whole body was swelling. I had what's called toxemia. Some of you may have never heard of that. It's where the body gets toxic, and I was a very young mother. I had both of my children very young, my daughter at 16 and my son at 17. And as I was sitting in the hospital, I would keep praying every day, Lord, just please, you know, let this baby come. Every day would pass. We get up to 21 days. They said, well, we don't know if today's the day, right? And actually, as I think about it now, my son was born in the month of August. And the number 8 biblically, it actually means new beginnings. Just thought about that as I was talking about this. And so when finally I delivered my son, you know, that pain was over. I still had a period of recovery, and I had a beautiful new baby boy. He was healthy, and I was so grateful, you know, that I made it through that time of birthing, you know. And just like so many of you are out there, you may be going through what I call birthing pains. You don't know where you're at. You don't know what you're going through. And you feel like you're dying. You feel like the circumstances you're in, you cannot tolerate them no more. But you just keep hanging on. Because there's brighter days on the other side. You know, I've also, if you've been listening to my podcast or any of my shows, I've shared that through my lifetime, I've went through numerous things, probably too many to list here. You know, health issues from a rare condition for many, many years, most of my life. I have also, you know, raised my oldest grandchild. I homeschool him. Most recently, in the last couple of years, I've went through a divorce after being married for many, many years. And most recently, in the last year, I've lost my mother and stepfather. I lost my father when I was younger, my biological father, and some close friends recently I've lost, and had a hurricane hit my home this past year, still working on those damages, and it just piles up more and more, and just in the last few days, it's just been one thing after another, you know. It seems never ending, you know, washer and dryer, you know, broken my home and other things broke. I got to have car repairs. I mean, we could just, it's just never ending. But God, right? But God. I've been praying and praying and praying for help, praying that God would help me. I did get some assistance. Financially, I thank God for that, to be able to fix some of these repairs. But I'm still going through a process of getting my home fixed. And I'm still believing that this process, in the end, is going to be preceded with brighter days. It's very tiring. It's very taxing on the body, just like you may be feeling in your circumstances and the things that you're going through right now. You know, you may be in pain physically. You may have lost a loved one. You may be battling addiction. You may have went through divorce. You may be going through a divorce. You may be going through so many things that I've not even mentioned here. Just remember, hold on to hope, never give up faith, and you keep pushing. Push, I've heard someone say, pray until something happens. Remember that, push, pray until something happens. And you know, we want things to happen just like that, at the snap of our fingers, right? But it don't happen that way always. But you keep holding on. You keep the faith. And you keep pushing. Because there are brighter days ahead. And I have to encourage myself as I'm doing this podcast right now for you. I'm so exhausted and tired physically. But I will not, never, ever give up praising God, keeping the faith, believing and pushing. And I just want to encourage you today to do the same. It's not easy. It's hard. Don't you give up, though. No matter how many times you've been hit by life, and life is going to hit you hard. But every time it hits you, you get back up and you keep fighting. Don't let what's happened to you make you bitter. Let it make you better. And I tell you, it's hard to keep a good attitude through all this. Let me tell you. You know, to those out there, you know, my friends and family that I love so much. You know, some days you may catch me on a day where I'm just so fatigued and exhausted. And it has just drained me. And we're human, you know. Sometimes those things don't come out the right way. They may come out in anger. You know, I apologize if you've been at the end of that on one of my days. Because life's not easy. And please forgive me. You know, if you happen to call me and, you know, not able to get back with you, or may not be able to speak with you when I would like to, or may not be in the greatest mood, just know I care and I'm human and I have emotions just like we all do. And don't beat yourself up and lay there in shame and guilt when you go through things. And you lose your cool because, hey, I did it many days. Only Jesus was perfect, right? So just remember that. And ask forgiveness. Keep moving forward. And you keep fighting those battles. And you keep pushing. Because brighter days are ahead. And I wanted to share that Jesus is calling with you today. It so encouraged me. And I hope it encourages you. It says, stop trying to work things out before their time has come. Amen. Accept the limitations of living one day at a time. When something comes to your attention, ask me whether or not it is part of today's agenda. If it isn't, release it into my care and go on about today's duties. It's not always easy to do, right? When you follow this practice, though, there will be a beautiful simplicity about your life, a time for everything, and everything in its time. A life lived close to me is not complicated or cluttered. When your focus is on my presence, many things that once troubled you lose their power over you. Though the world around you is messy and confusing, remember that I have overcome the world. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Amen. That's so true. And there's a scripture that goes along with today's devotion that just so encouraged me today. It's John 16 and 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you may have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And he has. Just take heart. You're going to have trouble, but just know God is right there with you. You know, when you give your life to Christ and when you follow him and you start to ask him to help you and lean into him and grow a relationship in him. You know, a lot of people think life becomes all rosy, but it doesn't. But God is with us to guide us through those troubles. So just remember that you're going to have troubles, but God is with you always. And there's another scripture that's one of my favorites, and it's Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He so will. So many times, you know, there's another scripture in Proverbs. I don't know where it's at exactly right now. It says, man plans his steps, but the Lord directs his path. A lot of times we have things all planned out. At least I know I do. They don't always go as planned. They don't always go in the time frame that I want them to go to. Or go in. Like for instance, when I had my brain surgery, it'd be 17 years ago in June. My plan was, Lord, if there's anybody in this world, there's a doctor in this world that knows what's wrong with me, send them to me so that, you know, someday I can tell everybody what you healed me of, right? Well, 18 years ago, actually. Found a doctor in Orlando, Florida, a friend had recommended me to. He diagnosed me with this rare condition, Chiari malformation. And he started proceeding to tell me that I was going to have brain surgery. I needed brain surgery, not that I was going to have it. And all these other issues in my spine, and I was like, hold on, hold on. And so I got up off the table. I wanted to run. You know, I didn't want to hear anything he was saying. Because I had my answer. You know, I had my plan. Andrea's plan. And went home. Prayed. That was in October of 2005. I went to a Benny Hinn conference. And my plan was, I was going to be healed. I wasn't healed instantaneously. I'd seen healings in my life take place instantaneously. I still kept believing. I came home disappointed, but still praying, still believing. I said, God, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. February of 06 come around, and that's when I went back to the doctor. And I started out with a neck surgery. Went through that. 4 months later in June of 2006, at that time the doctor said, Andrea, have you made a decision? Because the way that my brain was herniating, it was blocking the spinal fluid from flowing to my brain, so I couldn't lay flat to sleep. I felt like I was suffocating. And he had tucked new MRIs, and it was getting worse. And there was a 50-50 chance that the surgery would even help. It's not a cure, you know. 50-50 chance I would make it. And there's more to that story. I won't go into it today. I said, Yeah, I've been praying about it, and let's do this. And my daddy's birthday was June the 29th, and there was no way I was going to do it on June the 29th. And I said, if you can do it on June the 29th, let's do it that day. He said, well, actually, that's the only day I have left, and then I will be going on vacation soon after that. I said, okay, June the 29th it is. So on June the 29th of 2006, I had that brain surgery. There's more to the story. I made it through it. All glory be to God, and I'm here today speaking to you. That's also why I started the Voice of Hope on June the 29th of 2018, to remind me every day, every year, He's given me another year. So let that be encouragement to you also. And just keep pushing. There's so many things in life that we go through and we think they're never ending. But you just keep holding on because brighter days are coming. So as I leave tonight, I just want to leave a little prayer with you. Lord, I come to you this evening. I know there's so many out there that's hurting. I want to lift up my dear, precious, precious audience out there, God. You know the troubles and trials that they're going through, God. You know the burdens that they are carrying, God. Strengthen them, Lord, along their journey in life. Lord, give them comfort, give them courage to move forward in their life. Give them the strength to make changes in their life, to overcome things that they're going through, Lord. Lord, love on them extra special, Lord. A lot of them have lost loved ones. Lord, let them feel you walking them through this journey. Every second, every moment of this day, and every day forward. In Jesus' name pray. Amen. And before I end the podcast tonight, I wanted to end with another song by Blessing Offer. Brighter days are coming. Be encouraged as you listen to this, because brighter days are coming.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, if your screams don't make a sound.
gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins.
Always remember that there's going to be brighter days, even though it may not feel like it. So, as I always end all my shows, if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So, wherever you're at and whoever you're around, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. The world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. God bless. Much love to you all. This is where hope happens. See you next time.